The New Zealand International Film Festival is on at the moment. If you're looking for a quirky documentary to watch, my next guest has the ticket. Her name is Erin Derham, and she's the director of Stuffed, a film about taxidermy. And its first showing is at Wellington's Penthouse Cinema next Saturday. Erin Derham's on the line now. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, Erin, I just missed the start of that. How's things?
Oh, we're doing great over here. I'm in North Carolina, so pretty far away from you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on this film, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
Of course.
Now, what got you interested in this subject of taxidermy?
Oh, it was such a strange turn of events. This happened about 2.5 years ago. A partner of mine wanting to produce a film with me, we knew we wanted to do a documentary about the environment and on conservation. All of my graduate work is on environmental research. So we knew we wanted to do that, and she suggested taxidermy. And I was completely grossed out. I'm vegan, and I was like, why would I do an animal?
Yeah.
Or, a documentary about dead animals. I was just really grossed out. But I really respect this woman. She has really good ideas, typically. So I did a little bit of research, and within about 3 days, I kind of fell in love with not just the art of taxidermy, but the history of it and kind of how it's connected to environmental conservation, land conservation, animal rights, everything. It's a very strange connection that I had no idea about before, and as soon as I figured that out, I realized it was definitely enough here for a movie to change people's minds a little bit.
How does killing an animal and stuffing it have anything to do with animal rights or conservation?
It's so crazy. Okay, so, I mean, the easiest answer is I spent 2.5 years making a movie to answer that question, because it's a very complicated answer. But the movie isn't about hunting. The movie is about taxidermy, which is preserving an animal that has passed away. Some of the animals in the movie are 150 years old that have been sitting in the Smithsonian waiting to be mounted for some kind of exhibit. But the gist of the film basically argues that taxidermy leans in the direction of conservation pretty heavily, not just in that these mounts are going into natural history museums, which are the main source of education for people, connecting them back to nature, which is the biggest thing. We have an animal rights, one of the top conservationists in the U.S., Dave Jackson. He runs a rescue center in California. He's in the movie a good amount, basically explaining that taxidermy, that the tactile approach to teaching people about nature and about animals, that tactile approach allows people to have an emotional connection to nature, one that they maybe wouldn't have otherwise. He says he's not a taxidermist himself, of course, but he uses them pretty frequently when an animal passes away that is very rare. Some of them have already gone extinct, and he knows he has to do something to preserve these species in some way. And you can, any scientist, any museum is going to take all the notes of all the measurements, everything, even the DNA. But having a tactile approach, having something that people can see, is going to connect them back to nature and potentially connect people back to this idea that nature is worth saving.
And presumably you had a bit of fun making the documentary too. Did you get to watch some of the taxidermy being done, learn how it was, how the skill is applied?
Yeah, that part was at the beginning kind of hard for me. Again, vegan and very anti-hunting, and majority of the people in the film aren't hunters, but there is one, and he talks a lot about hunting. But watching taxidermy, it's kind of like if you're into science, it's even when you get past this idea that you're working with something that's died, it's still hard until you put your hands on it. And the second you put your hands on it, it doesn't feel creepy anymore. And that's another thing we kind of talk about in the movie, is this idea that death, up until about 120 years ago, wasn't something that is feared. It wasn't gross. We were so connected to death. If we wanted to eat a chicken, we had to go outside and, you know, kill that chicken and cook it. And people weren't grossed out by it. So I feel like it's this innate human connection to nature in and of itself, death. And that to me blows my mind, because it just so grossed me out before this. And now I have this kind of wonderful appreciation for it.
I suppose that taxidermists are used to the stigma.
Very much so. They were really shocked. Somebody was doing a documentary at first. They were like, yeah, we get death threats all the time. And these are people that are working at the top museums in the world. These aren't, you know, your backwoods taxidermists. These people have multiple degrees. They are just brilliant artists, painters, sculptors. And for whatever reason, they all chose taxidermy as their art form over anything else, which that was the other part of the movie, was getting behind taxidermists, like less about taxidermy, more about what makes these people choose this art form and what makes them. And the answer was, you know, to my pleasant surprise, conservation, animals. They want people to care, and they can't help themselves. So I kind of fell in love with them in the process too, and really wanted to tell their story.
Did you have a favorite stuffed animal that you discovered along the way?
I'm a mom, so the one we focus on quite a bit is a zebra foal, a baby zebra. And it was a really sad story. When I went into the studio, it was a stillborn zebra. And a local nature center had asked taxidermists for free to mount this thing so people could experience it, educate from it. And they said yes, of course, and were really committed to the process. And it was just really hard for me as a mom to see that. And I was so sad. And the taxidermist kept going, why? Like, why are you sad? And I was like, because it's a baby. And it, you know, it died. And they were like, well, that happens all the time. And then when they, like, started to taxidermy it, they realized that there was this massive contusion on the side of its head. And they all looked at each other and knew what it meant. And I was like, what does that mean? And they said, the mom stepped on it. And that is a very common thing that happens in nature. And it's just, you know, people, I mean, that broke my heart. But it also is just those little examples, and being around people that are so different from you helps you see the world in a different way. And that was another thing that the movie is just pushing with every minute, is, you know, this isn't what you think, but it's also okay if it's completely out of the realm of what, you know, your world is.
Erin, is it fun having a movie out in the world and screening in places like New Zealand?
Yes! I love New Zealand. I tried to move there a few years ago, and I ended up in Hawaii. But, yeah, that's incredible. I think I've even applied to New Zealand International before, like 3 years ago for my first film, and it didn't get in. So I was so excited when we got in.
Great. Well done. And, you know, we've got a good history of taxidermy here as well. You have to come check out our stuff.
Yes. Yes, I would really love to do that. One of the guys in the movie has done quite a bit of anatomical sculpting in New Zealand. So he was so excited to hear about it.
Great. Nice to talk to you, and thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
25 to 2, that's Erin Derham, director of Stuffed, a film about taxidermy, which is showing at the New Zealand International Film Festival.